President Biden will deliver his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress at the U.S. Capitol this evening. It's the last time he'll give this speech before his rematch against former President Donald Trump in the upcoming general election. Biden is expected to tout his achievements and address inflation, reproductive rights, immigration, and the war in Gaza.
The national conservative rebuttal will come from Alabama junior senator Katie Britt and our own Nicholas O'Rourke, Philadelphia City Council member at large. Well, he is set to take the national stage to deliver the progressive response to Biden's remarks. Now, O'Rourke is a member of the Working Families Party. He's a pastor and a community organizer, and he's new to city council this year. His election alongside incumbent Kendra Brooks caused Republicans to not have any at-large council seats for the first time in over 70 years. We spoke with Councilmember O'Rourke ahead of his big speech happening tonight.
Councilmember O'Rourke, what do you hope the president will say in his speech? What do you want to hear from him?
Well, you know, I think we would be remiss if we didn't recognize the world currently is really reeling as a result, as it relates to what's happening in the Holy Lands, as some would say the Middle East, more particularly Palestine. And so I do think that many are looking for him to give more voice and some action as it relates to that. And so I'd like to hear him speak to that. I also think that there's a lot to be said about what he may or may not be doing as it relates to migration here in the country. I think many folks are have many questions about that. I certainly hope that he takes the time to speak to the great work that he has done heretofore and some of the big bills that he's been able to pass. I think that oftentimes that may get lost as it relates to what the president has done since he has taken office, has taken, at least as it appears to me, very bold approach to advocating for the Build Back Better plan, for example. Others, these are major bills that were that have become law that I think as the years continue to roll on, we will see the benefits of. And so I think it's to his, you know, it's in his best interest to make sure that people are reminded, you know, lowering the cost of prescription drugs, you know, being able to get the child tax credit extended, right? These are wonderful, wonderful things that really do help us cut at the major issues like poverty, which is obviously a major thing here in the city of Philadelphia. We talk about it every election cycle. And so I think it would be really good to hear that. And it's good for the American populace to be reminded of those things as we're heading into another election.
Do you want the president to call for a ceasefire in the war in Gaza? Is that something you personally want? And is that something that you've heard talked about with the Working Families Party?
Oh, yes and yes. It's something I personally want 1,001%. This is something that many folks have wanted. I think actually the world opinion, I'm using this, you know, obviously it's a bit general I'm speaking, but I'm probably not too far off the mark here. I feel like the world opinion on what is taking place in Palestine, in Gaza, began to really shift, kind of like hit the halfway mark and kind of tilted the other direction around December. And I think in recent weeks, we have heard more and more folks come out about that. I think it was in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I think I heard who I would consider a conservative commentator, Piers Morgan, begin to ask some very serious questions about the continuously rising death toll of women and children. And so, yes, a ceasefire is the least that I think we need. And I do believe that first Vice President Harris and then recently, is maybe as early as yesterday or today, the president has been giving more voice to a desire for what they are calling a ceasefire, something along the lines of a humanitarian pause for 6 weeks. So, I think that's the bare minimum. Certainly within the Working Families Party, we've been quite vocal about the scale, I should say, of devastation or that we've been seeing, all of us on all of our phones. And so, yeah, that's not something for us that we even think should be considered as controversial. It's a call for peace.
When you talk with progressive voters here in Philadelphia, what do they say the president needs to do to win them over and to make sure they turn out for him in November?
I wouldn't pretend to speak for every single progressive on the planet. I do fancy myself one. I think there's 1,000 different definitions for that. But I can tell you right now that of the traditional working class issues, right, making sure that we are meeting the needs of those who are suffering the most in society, that the hot button issue right now certainly is the president's almost unwavering commitment to supporting the inhumane actions of the current government in the state of Israel. That would be a major piece and would go a long way for those who really do struggle with whether or not to support him in light of a Trump, the potential of a Trump second term. So I really think, you know, not to make it a one issue thing. I do think that folks are, and I think it's, you know, I think we all know that people are more than just one issue voters. But I do think for quote unquote progressives, this is a major thing that we need to see the president change course on.
So, you know, Nicholas, the Working Families Party has made it clear that it opposes former President Donald Trump. At the same time, WFP has not endorsed President Joe Biden. How will you and other progressives balance this being critical of the Biden administration on some parts with the need to support him? Because it seems to me the last thing progressives want is for Trump to win.
That I'm 1,000% with you on that particular point for sure. Right. The MAGA movement is not in any way, shape or form going to make it easier for, you know, I can be as narrow as speaking to progressives, but really anyone who has a humanitarian concern and wishes to govern with a sense of compassion. That's not what the MAGA movement's going to offer us. And Trump's second term certainly won't do that. So, you know, the Working Families Party has an endorsement process. We always have, you know, regardless of what people may or may not say about it, we do go through one. You know, it remains to be seen who the WFP ultimately does endorse in the race. But I can guarantee you it won't be Donald John Trump.
Well, we wish you luck in your progressive response to the State of the Union.
Thank you. I'm going to need all luck I can get. Appreciate you very much.
That is Philadelphia City Council Member at Large, Nicholas O'Rourke.